Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there, so we're on about a minute and a half later than usual. I do apologize. Nobody's fault. Those things just happen. Okay, Rick and Lori, you're on the line, correct?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie.
Yes,
hey,
good morning.
Rick, there you are. Yeah, sorry for the screw-ups this morning. We had problems. I did call in on time, but nobody's fault. Those things just happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rural Survival. Today is the 20th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2019. We're going to have Don Liskin on as a guest, second hour. It's always a big hit when he's on. In case somebody doesn't remember, he's the guy that invented Extendivite, and he is the CEO, CFO of the company, which is really grown. Okay, folks, I'm going to stay away from the news today. Again, I find myself in the position where it's very hard to tell truth from fiction, and various parts thereof. I'm going to let you guys read the news for yourself and make up your own minds without my opinion being interjected, which may or may not be correct. I'd rather give out no information than bad information. Go ahead, Lori.
Sorry. According to Skype, Don is ready if you are.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take that. Yeah, good morning, Don.
All right, Can we disconnect? Okay.
I hear the Skype phone. Hey, Don.
Sure. Hey.
Hi,
Don. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing this morning, buddy? You're
I'm
on.
Alive.
Can you hear me, Don?
I can hear you, Tim. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, good.
Anyway, how you doing today, buddy?
Well, I'm doing okay for a rainy day.
Oh, man. We had that yesterday and the day before. But right now, we've got 50 degrees, light wind out of the northwest, and I'm looking at a high of 70. And when I'm done on this microphone, my butt's heading outside within milliseconds.
I understand. We rained all day yesterday, but I still went out and played some music with my friends, so it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
That
I like that.
Point.
I love jamming.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it, buddy. Rick does, too.
Yeah.
Right,
good.
Rick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it's an avocation. It's one of my favorite things to do with spare time. I highly suggest everybody do it. It's a funny thing about music. If you play it, you find that you have to use your right and your left brain at the same time, because you're not only doing mathematics, you're trying to create something beautiful, which those are two different functions. And I think you become addicted to that sensation. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I just highly suggest everybody try to get involved in one level or another.
Yeah, I would say that's probably right. My instrumental playing is basically the tuba and the piano, neither of which I'm any good at. But I do enjoy music, especially live music, when I can hear it. I have a hard time on the radio listening to it. Just a bunch of garble with my hearing. But anyway, Don, we're here to talk about Extendivite, buddy.
We are, we are. It's the greatest product in the world.
Well,
it is not
as you well know, I'm a daily user. I don't know if Lori takes her capsules every day or not, but I use it daily, and I firmly believe in it. Let's tell folks what it is and what it does, Don.
Well, it is a garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle combination, seven herb combination, which I like, you know, because, you know, there's 7 days in the week. God created the earth in seven days. You know, well, he did rest one day, and that's why we put the valerian in there, for you to rest one day.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really amazing what it does. I mean, I consider it a heart tonic, you know, because we help to clean out the arteries and strengthen the heart. But, you know, it does a lot more than that. It gets the heavy metals out of your body. It gets the it kills the yeast off in the gut so that your stomach can actually process the chemicals that we're putting in there properly. And, you know, we've had people say all kinds of things. I was talking with a guy the other day, and he was like 90 years old, and he's waiting for a heart valve. And he said he's 90. He really didn't want to have a heart valve done if he could help it. So, you know, he says, what about this Extendivite? I took it a while back. He says, what do you think? And I said, well, you know, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, for 20 years I've been answering this phone and people have been telling me all kinds of things, plus my own experience. I said, in my experience, I believe that the leaking heart valve is a virus, and the garlic will help to kill that virus off because, you know, even in my own case, after 7 months, there was, you know, I had a mitral valve problem, but after 7 months, there was only a slight regurgitation of my mitral valve. So basically, it had gone from being not good to being much better. And, you know, a year on the product, and it was in great shape. So, you know, I said, well, you can try it, but, you know, like I said, I'm not a doctor. If the doctor says that you need this operation or you're going to die tomorrow, by all means, go get the operation. Just stop taking the Extendivite because they are blood thinners. Ginkgo, garlic, and cayenne are all natural blood stabilizers. Right. So it's exciting, Tim. It really is. When people call you and tell you how they've turned their world around and how they're so much healthier and they can do the things that they want to do, to me, that's a blessing. I mean, that's what I live for. I live for people to tell me how good it works. Because I have friends who die who've never tried it, and they won't, and I don't know why. I take a lot of vitamins and supplements every day, but most people don't even, you know, waste the money on it, as they say. So, you know, it's a hard business to be in because of the message that we're sharing. But fortunately, if people stay on it long enough, they benefit.
Well, I know I did. You know, I told the story on the air, and I told you privately. You know, I was having problems with my left leg, and this is before I broke it and lost it. And there are red blotches on it. And I started taking Extendivite, and within a month, all that went away, and it didn't hurt to walk anymore. You know, of course, then I screwed up, broke my leg, and got gangrene and cut it off. So now that's irrelevant.
Yeah. But that is.
But
a
it
shame,
did work
Tim.
On that.
Yeah, that is a shame that you had the diabetic problem. You know, I have type 2 diabetes, and when I was first doing the 5-2 diet, where you know, it's a Dr. Mosley thing on YouTube. 2 days a week, you eat 600 calories. The rest of the week, you eat whatever you want. And I was doing that on, like, Mondays and Thursdays. But, you know, I was out there working away, and all of a sudden, I started shaking, and I couldn't figure out what I was shaking about. So I go in the house. The first thing I test my blood sugar, and there I was. I was at 4.3. Well, that seems to be my point for shaking. I immediately, you know, grabbed a slice of bread and started eating it. I mean, you know, when I heard your story where you made your sandwich, it was sitting there on the counter, you went to the fridge to get your glass of milk, you put it on the counter to sit down and eat it, and that was it. You know, I would have.
That was the last thing I remember.
Yeah, I would have been putting that in my mouth so fast because, you know, I knew that low blood sugar, you need to put something in there right away and get that blood sugar level back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would have happened if you had
eaten that? I know your way of measuring blood sugar, your scale is different than ours in the States, and I don't know how to convert them. But by my scale here in the States, the ambulance people said I was at 17, which is, fatal. It's almost always fatal when it gets that low.
Well,
and I can't believe it got that low, but it obviously did.
Well, in Canada, 5 to 7. Well, actually, at one time they said 5 to 7 was normal blood sugar, and then they changed it to 7.7, and they had a 350% increase in diabetes. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. Well, they raised the numbers and they brought more people in. That's what they did. But the high on ours says 32. So okay. when I was first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I went down to see the lady at the pharmacy that was going to set me up with the blood testing equipment and stuff, and she says, "Can I show you how to use it?" And I said, "Sure." So we prick my finger, we put a little blood on the thing, and it comes up and says high. And she says, "Oh, it's not supposed to say that. It's supposed to give us a number." And I said, "Oh, I thought maybe it was just introducing itself."
Yeah.
Anyway, she poked my finger again, and it came up at 32. And she says, "You should be in a diabetic coma. You shouldn't even be able to walk." And I said, "Right. Yeah, well, give me my stuff. I'm out of here because I can walk."
Yeah.
But I believe the extendivite had a lot to do with that, keeping my arteries clear and keeping me going. Because
I think so too.
Yeah, it took quite a while.
I had open heart surgery about 6 years ago. And about 3 years ago, they did a heart cath on me because I was having congestive heart failure, and they just wanted to look around. Well, in 3 years' time, even though I've got diabetes that's uncontrollable, my arteries were still perfectly clear, and I chalk it up to the extendivite.
I would too. So, yes, absolutely. I wish we could help with the blood sugar even more, but we're doing something that the blood sugar is trying to stop. We're improving circulation, and that's the most important thing, is getting that blood flowing the way it should.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. It winds up though that I don't have type 2 diabetes, and they now say I have type 1, which I didn't know you could go from type 2 to type 1, but they chalk it up to some kind of immunodeficiency from my chromosomes getting damaged with all that radiation.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I'm a type 1 now.
Yeah, I thought type 1 you had to be born with. That's really quite something.
It is. And
yeah,
I had no idea.
Well, my sister is a type 2 diabetic as well, and but she was insulin dependent. So she had to take some form of insulin for her type 2 diabetes. But she's been down in the twos, where I said I started shaking at 4.3. She's been down in the twos, and but they just took her off of metformin because they believe that she's had too many side effects because she's been on metformin for almost 30 years. So,
hopefully she's taking
the Veterans Administration.
She doesn't even eat, let alone take extra vitamins.
Well, they've proven that the metformin depletes your vitamin D and your vitamin K. So they recommend that you take extra of those. So.
Yeah, well, that's good to know, Lori, but like I said, she barely eats. Her husband just passed away in January. Yeah, 61. Apparently, he's been on pain pills for a long time. He's had problems, and they took him in the hospital because Well, he had lost his one leg to diabetes, and then he got out of bed one night thinking he still had two legs, and he fell down and broke his arm.
Oh, no.
And then they sent him back home after they fixed him up, and he got out of bed another night and tried to walk, and he broke his good leg. So they had to put him in, the hospital for service and maintenance. Well, he went in there at about 230 pounds. He came out 2 months later at 156 pounds. And my sister is telling me that it looks like they overdosed him on his pain pills because he didn't take any with him. So in the hospital, they had given him some pain pills, and then I guess they gave him some more. And the next thing you know, they were, you know, calling for the tray. They had to give him the Narcan to try and bring him back to life. He'd already died. They brought him back to life with the Narcan, and they tried to hide it. And somehow, you know, his doctor found out about it, his personal physician, and, you know, he went about making sure that this didn't happen again to Doug. He's told my sister she should sue the hospital for, you know, the mistake, because that's probably what killed him. But like I said, he went from 235 pounds down to 156 pounds when they let him out 2 months later. And
Wow.
Yeah, and he didn't last very long after that. He made it through Christmas, and then one night they slept in separate beds because of, you know, the problems they both had. And so one night my sister's going to bed, and she goes in, and Doug had a bag of goodies like licorice, chocolate, all kinds of candies and stuff.
Oh, boy. You know,
diabetic crazy fool. But he had that right beside the bed, and his arm was in it. And so Diane went by and went to lift his arm up to take it out of the bag, and she realized it was really heavy. But she didn't even think to check if he was breathing or not. She just thought, oh, well, his arm's really heavy, and she went to bed. The next morning, the caseworker that Doug had came in to check on him, and he freaked out. That was the first client he ever had that passed away on him. And he walked in and found him, and he'd been dead since the night before. But
oh boy.
Yeah, it is sad. But then, you know, my sister let herself run down after that. And for some foolish reason, she started using a walker 2 years ago. And, you know, so she's not walking as well. Well, she takes the Extendivite, and she smokes, and she's on pain pills. But anyways, one morning about 2 weeks ago, she went to the bathroom. Coming out of the bathroom, she just fell down. And she was having mini strokes, thrombosis in her legs that caused a mini stroke that, you know, didn't affect her brain, but it affected her body. And, you know, she went to the hospital, and they went through all this stuff and sent her back home. Her heart is strong. Her arteries are clean, except for in her legs. And, you know, she just stopped walking and using a walker and sat a lot. And, you know, most people don't know that your heart doesn't pump below your knee, that your calf muscle is designed to pump the blood back out of your foot. That's why when they when they take off your leg, they take it off up to the knee, so you don't have to deal with that. And so as you sit, you're not getting any blood flow into your legs. You wind up getting water on the ankles, swollen ankles. You know, people need to sit there and, you know, leave their heel on the ground, pick their toes up and tap their toes back and forth to work that calf muscle to get the blood flowing back through their feet. And when they do that, know, they improve the blood flow to their feet. You can actually feel your feet cooling after you've done this for a few minutes. But it's a very difficult exercise. Yeah. Well, you know, working with doctors and naturopathic doctors and other people who, you know, pharmacists. I think a pharmacist told me that when I was on a radio show in Vancouver back in 2000, you know, and I never forgot it because it does make a whole lot of sense to people that are not moving around. And if you're not moving around, you're not getting the blood flow to your feet, and so it can cause thrombosis, which is one of the biggest problems on airplane rides. You know, they've had a couple of people back in the early 2000s that couldn't go back home. They came to Canada to visit their daughter. They couldn't go back home because they had the threat of thrombosis, and they didn't want to let her on a plane in case, you know, a chunk of it broke off and she had a heart attack and died on the plane. So, right. You know, it's the moving is so important to us. We need to be moving all the time.
Well, I agree with you, but, and I say that, but I don't move that much. Mainly because it's so painful and sometimes dangerous for me. You know, I sit in a chair or lay in the bed 99% of the day. Since the weather's gotten nice, I've started going outside the past few days. And, boy, that little bit of exercise, walking around on my crutches for 6 or 8 hours a day, I am feeling it. But it's that good kind of pain when you know you've accomplished something. So I'm explaining it. But you are right.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we stop moving, we die. It's just that simple. And you know, the Extendivite can boost your natural immune system, help get your blood flowing better, increase the strength in your heart and your brain. You know, it's really amazing. Actually, I was talking with a lady yesterday. She's in her 80s, and so's her husband, but he's starting to experience some problems with Alzheimer's. I said to her, I says, maybe you should, get him to try some of this, because she buys a whole bunch of capsules and liquid for herself, but capsules for her friends and at a time, and gives them away. And I said, you know, stop giving them away. Give them to your husband. Let's see what, if anything. I said, but, you know, my biggest fear is we're going to make his body really healthy and he'll still have Alzheimer's and he'll live forever. So, you know, it's a tough call. But at the same time, wouldn't it be nice if it worked? I've never really had the... Yeah. Oh, I know it will. I know it will. I mean, I was reading about chelation, the EDTA formula, in the book Bypassing Bypass that was written by a doctor. And he said in there that there was a woman who could not even recognize her children after just 20 visits of chelation. She was cooking turkey dinner at Thanksgiving for her family, and she knew them all by name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's an overlooked thing. I mean, the Extendivite is an oral form of chelation, but that EDTA formula has been used since the 50s to store blood because it keeps the calcium from binding with the cholesterol. In the 50s, when they were using chelation on people with lead poisoning, in the late 50s, all these doctors had all this information on how this chelation, this EDTA formula, was cleaning out their arteries, was giving them more energy and improving their heart function. And about that time, the drug companies were just starting to really take over. In 1961, the drug company stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America. And in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that doctors learned by. So, you know, it's really difficult for something that they can't make a lot of money off of to stay in business. And it wasn't until the mid-70s right. that small groups started the chelation associations and got doctors and nurses to introduced us intravenously for them. One thing they were talking about was in that book, Bypassing Bypass, was there was 59 people in a built-up area. Like if you live anywhere near a major highway or a major road where people are driving all the time, if you live within, well, I'm going to say 50 meters because, you know, I'm in Canada, but if you live within 150 feet of that, your risk of cancer and heart disease is much higher than the average person because of the air you're breathing. And so they took 59 people that were in that housing block and they sent them all off for 40 visits of chelation, and the 379 people that lived around them didn't get treated at all. 18 years later, out of those 59 people, they were all still going. They were all alive. None of them had cancer. None of them had heart disease. Out of the group of the other people that weren't treated in the same neighborhood, over 20% of them had died from heart disease or cancer, and another 20% were currently sick at that time. So Wow. You know, it has made such a remarkable difference in people's lives. Well, here in Kingston, where I live, there's this doctor who thought chelation was quackery. So he thought, well, I'll prove these guys. 1,700 people he tested in a double-blind study. At the end of that double-blind study, he was backpedaling so bad, you wouldn't believe it. He had cardiologists come on and say, well, you know, maybe we should send people for chelation before we take them for operations. You know, darn right you should. You know, that's why we sell Extendivite. It's an oral form of chelation. And, you know, the garlic gets the heavy metals out. There's over 70 different sulfur compounds in there, but 30 of them slowly chelate the heavy metals out of your liver, allowing your liver to go back to functioning properly. So, and it's a lot cheaper too, because the chelation, a friend of mine here was doing it self-administered. He had Lyme's disease and he was trying to overcome it. He was spending $180 per treatment for this stuff, and he would do it himself. He'd put his needle in and he'd tape the box up on his arm, and it would just slowly drip in over a 3 or 4 hour period. And, you know, so it's gaining more popularity again if you're in the know. But if you're not in the know, you know, the doctors decide your fate and your future. Just like with the pharmaceutical drugs, when the doctor gives you a drug, he's in the belief that the benefits of that drug outweigh the side effects of that drug. And that's why we have so many problems with, you know, pharmaceuticals, is they have a lot of side effects.
Oh, I know. You know, something talking about chelation or chelation, however you say it, I found out here recently that that is what the U.S. Navy has gone to remove lead out of the sailors' bodies that do the painting of the ships. You know, that's a lead-based paint they use. And that this is the Navy solution, is chelation therapy.
And you're absolutely right, Tim, because, you know, as I said earlier, in the 50s, they were giving it to people to get the lead out. And chelation is chelation, for anybody who wants to look it up.
Well, Don, we thank you. After the break, I'll tell people how to get Extendivite and what your website is. And I sure do appreciate you being on today, buddy.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Tim. I'm sorry I talk so much, but felt like the right thing
to
do today.
We'll have you on again soon.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have been speaking with Don Wiskin, who is our sponsor with Extendovite. And for those of you that don't remember, it's an all-natural capsule that you take, and it helps clear your arteries and does a good job. So, you know, it's something to think about. If you're interested in it, you can go to online to heartdrop.com, and all the information you need is there. Go ahead and look it up. Okay, guys. Well, first of all, thank you, Don, for coming on the air with us today, and I want to wish everybody a wonderful Easter weekend. Hope everybody's having a good time with their families or whatever the case may be. So what do we want to talk about today, guys?
Well, this is going to be a very late Easter. Yeah, this is going to be a, this is on the liturgical calendar. And my wife knows precisely how these things are calculated because that's her job, but the she keeps track of such things. But Easter is just about as late this year as it can physically be. So there'll be plenty of grass. In case you're thinking about hiding Easter eggs, it should be possible. I remember when I was a kid looking out in the backyard and seeing colored eggs all over the place, and then some years, none. And I could never figure out what the difference was until I realized they were moving Easter. you know, kids, you know, kids, it's wonderful to be a kid. It's great. You never know why anything's happening, but you just love it all, you know? We can do some gardening. But with respect to Don Wiskin's product, it's an extraordinary product. I am a huge fan of garlic and cayenne and milk thistle and all that. I used to do EDTA, chelation, oil chelation, which costs quite a bit of money, actually. And I'm not sure how... You know, you can never really tell about the quality of the product you're buying. It used to give me a wanger of a headache. But the word chelation, I think it's C-H-E-L-E, chele, is actually the Latin word for claw, as refers to a crab claw, which means to reach in and grab. So that's what it does. That's how the term is used and devised, and it has to do with having something go into your circulatory system and extract things that you don't want there and move them to the waist side, which will be, you know, of course, it's supposed to, well, frankly, you're supposed to pee this stuff out, which is exactly what happens. So I'm all for it. As far as gardening goes, boy, we got a lot of stuff going on around here. Before I go much further, let me, since it's like 70 degrees out here and my wife is planting flowers and filling up the pots with potting soil, I want to go over something real quick.
She's got to have a place to hide those eggs.
Say what?
I said she's got to have a place to hide all those eggs come tomorrow, you know, for the grandkids.
We don't do, no, that's not my job. We don't do that.
okay.
We'll be, no, yeah.
I
no,
sit
we'll
on the
be,
porch
they have
and
a,
watch.
Oh, they have a big old Easter egg hunt, but frankly, I don't think they use real eggs. I think
any more than the plastic
in general, eggs. Yeah, they use the plastic eggs, and they'll put a couple jelly beans in each one, and then you get to reuse those every year. We tried reusing real eggs, and it was just a bad deal. The No, it stunk like all get out. I have taken to, I love Miracle-Gro pine straw, I really, really do, but the stuff is so dang expensive. I found myself, we were actually, in the spring when people like Lowe's or Home Depot would put that stuff up as a kind of a loss leader to get you in the store, we're all texting each other saying, hey, it's like half price, and we'd all race up there and clean the place out. Well, even at half price, that was not great because the big bag of Miracle-Gro potting soil, which I think is, shoot, I forget what it is, like, say 50 quarts, it's still, you know, it's $20-something dollars. Half price, you're paying 11 or 12 bucks. For $10, and this is how I do it, $10, you can buy that gigantic, and I think I've talked about this before, but I'll go over it one more time real quick. That gigantic square cube of peat moss, which is about 90-95% of what Miracle-Gro potting soil is. It's just a giant bag of peat moss. And so what they'll do is, now when you get this stuff, you know, you almost need to have a one of those dust masks on, because when you open it up, it's going to just coat your eyeballs and it's going to go straight up your nose. Because this dust, it's not painful, but man, is it annoying! It takes a while to get that stuff out from under your eyelids. But what you do is, I put it in, open it up, put it in two great big plastic totes, and start wetting it. And I've said this before, you're going to be amazed at how much water you've got to put on this stuff before it bears any resemblance to Miracle-Gro potting soil. I mean, you're going to have to use, in a whole cube, you're probably going to wind up using 8 or 10 gallons of water.
Right.
It just keeps going and going and going. And if you want it to look more like Miracle-Gro, you can add things like perlite, which you can buy. And basically all that is, you know, this little, I think it might even be some weird rock product, but it looks like a little white styrofoam, you know, things.
Yeah,
and that improves drainage. Although, frankly, I find that the peat moss is fine with drainage just like it is. As a matter of fact, it occurs to me as I was talking this morning, as we were watering flats, which, you know, those pictures I sent you right before the show, watering the flats of lettuce and kale and all of that sort of thing. Is that it dries out, I think, rather quickly. And so what I was talking about doing, they have these they call them moisture retention crystals, and it looks like, for all the world, it looks a little like Epsom salt. But when it gets wet, it swells up, and it looks like little beads. For those of you that have ever abused a wet baby diaper, you've seen it. the stuff comes squirting out the side, and it looks like little clear balls, and all it's doing is holding moisture. And so I think, you know, what you could do is they charge a lot of money for, you can buy it, but oh my gosh, for a little bag, they want like $8 or $10. It's just hardly worth it. But, and if you get moisture retention Miracle-Gro, you know, the price just goes right there from bad to worse. So I would say the thing to do, let me get out of the wind, I'm trying to move. The thing to do is to maybe grab a small package of baby diapers, open them up, and use the crystals in there. I think you'll get by a lot cheaper. And so then you would actually, yes, go ahead, Lauren.
I'm sorry, Rick. I was going to ask you. Now, you're talking about the Miracle-Gro potting soil. We're talking about the regular one, right? Not the new version that they came out with of Miracle-Gro?
What is the new version?
Well, they have a new one out. It's something pro, but it's made for pros. So I wasn't sure if you were maybe referring to that one or if you're just referring to the regular one that's been on the market for, it seems like forever now.
Well, sort of both. See, so they have a number of products that I'm aware of, and I have not seen the new one. And God only knows what's in the new one, probably the moisture crystals. But they've got regular potting soil. They've got potting soil with food in it, which they want more money for. Then they've got, which all they're doing is putting in a slow release. It's called Osmocote. It's just a 10-10-10 Osmocote, which looks like those little green balls. You've seen it. In the nurseries, it's those little green balls that are up on top, and they release 10-10-10 over a period of time. 10-10-10 is not great for everything. I mean, obviously, it's better than nothing, I suppose. 10-10-10 is hardly optimal for things that flower. So, you know, so you can buy, and the miracle, say, the Miracle-Gro potting soil with the food in it, it's a good product that works. It's just dang expensive. So, my solution to this is I simply make my own. I keep a couple of cubes of this peat moss around, and every time we start running out, man, I'm telling you, we use bundles of this stuff. Every time we start running out, I just make more. Sometimes I add perlite and vermiculite, which I know is a stone product. I know vermiculite is. It looks like mica. It looks like gray slate mica, little shavings. But I find it, in general, not necessary. And the reason I find it not necessary in general is because we're using this for two reasons. We use it in pots to pot up flowers, and I also use it in flats to start vegetables and things and flowers. So what's going to happen, you know, with that stuff, it works great for that. What's going to happen with that stuff is, and peat moss is wonderful on its own at moisture retention. I mean, it really holds, I don't know how much, what is it, 1,000 times its weight but in water, but peat moss is light and water's heavy, and that's kind of a joke. But you know, we're going to take those little cubes, and we're going to put them in the garden, which means they're going to be cared for. The roots will extend into the garden soil, and they will be cared for. If they're flowers in pots, then they're going to get Miracle-Gro Bloom Booster every 2 weeks. I don't do that. My flower gardener takes care of that. But the vegetables, that's me, and they will get the mitt lighter stuff on a regular basis, which takes care of that. So, in a way, the peat moss becomes kind of ineffectual. I mean, it's a planting medium that is great at doing what it does, and we will provide the nutrients when it's in the garden. We're talking about compost and chicken stuff breaking down. You know, stuff out of the chicken coop is all breaking down and things like that, plus the mitt lighter food. And if it's in the pots, it's going to get Miracle-Gro, and, you know, every couple of weeks. I think it's on the 1st, and we just do it like the 1st and the 15th, something like that. And you will find that works great. So you know, for those of you that are trying to substitute dirt for potting soil, I've seen it tried and with very, very poor results. In general, the results are not good. The drainage is not there. The nutrients aren't there. There's no reason to put up with that. I mean, you can buy this, I don't know how big this peat moss cube is, but I know it's quite heavy. You know, you're talking about a block, plastic wrapped square press block that
right.
probably weighs at least 40 pounds, maybe more, maybe 50. I know it's irritating to try to mess with them because it's wrapped in plastic. It's heavy and it's clumsy. They probably increase their sales if they put a handle on that thing. But whatever, you know. So, you know, until I'm ancient and what is it, infirm, then I'll just keep buying that stuff and making my own. And I'm saving, you know, I probably go through six of those blocks in the spring. So you're talking $60. But if that was,
yeah.
each one of those explodes into, oh, man, each one of those is going to expand into either three or four. I did the math on it a while back. They're going to expand into either three or four of the big bags of Miracle-Gro. So you're talking, let's say three. So you're talking $60 as opposed to $10. So... You know,
right.
it's so, it, you know, anybody can really afford decent potting mix if you make your own. So that's probably how I would handle this situation. And it's springtime. Speaking of springtime, so what about seeds? I ordered, I think, somewhere around the first day of spring, let's say March the 21st or so, some seeds that I thought I liked to look up from the Burpee Seed Company.
Right.
Two weeks later, I'm looking around, I'm like, did I forget to order these seeds or what's going on? So I go back on the internet and I look and I find where I did it. Now look at the date, and it's been 2 weeks. So I get the number, the 800 number, call them up, and I'm like, hey, what is going on with my seeds? Well, we're having problems in the shipping department. I said, your Burpee Seed Company, it's spring. This is ridiculous. Oh. You can't be having problems in the spring if you're Burpee, okay? So... you guys can buy your seeds from whoever you want, but I would not buy from Burpee. I think they're idiots. It's obviously management is trying to understaff to save money, and it's winding. It's coming.
Right.
It's showing up as crappy service for the gardeners. Now, having said that, I want to talk about the Haas people for a second. HOSS Haas Tools. They have. Well, I'll wait for a second.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Call the numbers 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We had our guest on earlier, and this last half hour, we've been talking about gardening. And, Rick, while we were on break, I was double-checking, and the new Miracle-Gro is, tip of my tongue, hold that thought, is what they call a performance organic mix. So I found it online.
That's one with the 10-52-10 in it, right, Lori?
Well, I found it at Lowe's, and for a 1 pound of natural all-purpose food, okay, and this is the organic one, it's $7.98. It's the one you put in the sprayer, you use your water hose, you know, water it that way. Let's see.
10-52-10.
It's for all plants. It's nitrogen percentage 11, phosphorus percentage 3, potassium 8.
So it's what, 11.38?
Yeah.
What it sounds like.
Feed up to 14
like
days.
Yeah.
Application tape, of course, is granulas. Like I said, it's an all-purpose food. It can be put on foods that you eat, so it won't harm them, you know.
Right, sure.
But it's their new, like I said, performance organic. For those that want to grow organic and have fertilizer, Miracle-Gro came out.
Well,
okay.
It sounds like they are thinking about picking your pocket. Organic,
yes.
Once again, I think they're using that word to get you to buy it. I don't know. Except for the fertilizer in there, everything in there would be organic. If they're suggesting that there's no pesticides in the potting soil, that would be nice. It's kind of a high nitrogen potting soil compared to the compared to the potassium and the calcium, or the potassium and potash. But the
micronutrients for high performance results. So
micronutrients, okay. Well, all right.
They're trying to make a profit.
I know, in case anybody's wondering, there's going to be either a black and gold box or a black and gold bag, and it's the new Miracle Gold, Miracle Grow fertilizer stuff. But before we go on, I want to remind our listeners that if they want to call in, they're more than welcome. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that the stuff will work. I mean, everything they have does work. I guess the only question, you know, that I would have is, can you get the same results and spend less money?
Wow, we've already gone through an hour, guys.
That was crazy. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5-3 minutes. Call in number 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. See you in 3 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.